Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Let's be real for a second. Mom life in America feels like a never-ending merry-go-round, and most days you're just trying not to fall off. We're told to chase luxury aesthetics and balance that looks good on Instagram but doesn't reflect real life. We're told to buy our peace through products, subscriptions, and systems that somehow always lead us back to the same place, needing more. But here's the truth. The system was never designed for you to rest. It was built to keep you reliant on debt, on distractions, and on someone else's definition of success. That's why hustle culture feels like a badge of honor, but drains your soul at the same time. It's a cycle that tells moms you're not doing enough, even when you've been up since 6 a.m. managing kids, meals, emotions, and everything in between. This isn't to shame anyone. It's to remind us that we've been conditioned to measure our worth by what we produce, even when God calls us to simply be still. When you start thinking for yourself, people get uncomfortable. They want you to explain why you're homeschooling, why you're downsizing, why you're resting instead of grinding, why your goals don't look like theirs. They want you to perform peace, not actually live it. They want to see you explain yourself just because they're not understanding, even though you don't always have to explain where God is leading you. But the moment you decide, I don't need validation for my obedience, everything shifts. Because if it came from God, if that decision was birthed in prayer, conviction, and alignment, you don't need anyone else's approval. You're allowed to live a slow, intentional, peaceful life. You're allowed to love your family, work your plan, and not explain it to everyone else who doesn't get it. Because hustle culture might not look like freedom, but peace is the only thing that truly is sustainable. Because have you ever noticed when you are on social media or if you are going outside, it's always something trying to get your attention, whether it's the algorithm with the videos of people showing you their lifestyle or telling you to buy something or someone giving you their unsolicited opinion that you are scrolling and didn't ask for, right? These are things that will distract you from being present, from focusing on where you want to be, which is why there's nothing wrong with taking breaks from social media or TV at that. Like, you can just sit and be and find things that fill you up. Like, even if you just want to sit outside and get sunlight on your face, like, you are able to do that and you have more clarity. You'll actually be able to hear your own thoughts. Because if you're not hearing your own thoughts to help you think through situations or see how you really like things, like, I know a big thing on social media is new colors right now. Like, everybody house look white cabinets, white countertop, white couches. Like, it's just fully white. But if you say you like yellow, like, don't let people persuade you to change what you like just because that's the norm. And that's what I really want you to know, that you can think for yourself, you can change your mind. There's nothing wrong with you saying I don't like this anymore, right? Like, even if you say you don't like a job or you don't like a certain food or if you don't like a certain style, you can change your mind. You can continue to grow. You can do the things that make you uncomfortable. You can challenge yourself. You don't have to just go with the flow. Like, it's like, you know, when you go on the airport and you're walking on, what is that? Like, the escalator? No, it's not the escalator. I think it is an escalator. Like, it takes you up and then you'll walk on another I cannot think what it's called right now. It's the little revolving belt that you walk on. Basically, if you don't want to walk down the strip of the airport, you can get on that and it takes you to it. I cannot think of the name right now, but yes, you don't want to live life where you're just on a revolving belt and you're just going with the flow. You want to ask questions. You want to be able to challenge the norm, especially in the times that we are in today and just thinking about the influences of our children. Like, you want to be able to think for yourself, ask the questions, read the books, like be interested in learning more than just what you see on social media. Don't be dependent on just hearing people tell you stuff, research things. And that's where you'll start questioning, do I really need more or should I figure out how to use what I have? Be content with what I have, because you know what they say, more money, more problems, but also you want peace. You want contentment. Like where contentment is, there is peace. It doesn't necessarily mean you don't have to have goals or work towards something. It means that you have to be able to be good with a lot and be good with a little bit. And then in between, stay focused. And that's my little spiel for today. And don't feel discouraged, you know? Don't let the comparison trap keep you stuck. Like, don't spend your days scrolling on social media so much of that you forget what your real life looks like, what's in front of you. You don't have to have that social media lifestyle. You can have simplicity. You can have peace. You can have joy. You can look at the stuff, but you know what they say, chew the meat. What is it? Spit the bones. Like, you can look at it, but have that filter lens too, so that you know what's real and what's not. And let me know in the comments, what are you currently working on that's going to help you move forward so that you can get out of this hustle culture trap? Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective. Or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.